What specific problem does the NEMO aligner method aim to solve?
The NEMO aligner method aims to solve the problem of efficiently aligning large language models, LLMs, to follow user instructions for practical use cases, especially at extremely large scales. It addresses the challenges of training LLMs using feedback-based techniques such as proximal policy optimization, PPO, in reinforcement learning from human feedback, RLHF. NEMO aligner focuses on optimizing popular alignment techniques like supervised fine tuning, PPO-based RLHF, direct preference optimization, SRLM, and self-play fine-tuning. It aims to improve the performance and scalability of PPO and other methods, particularly for the largest and most competent models like Llama 270B and beyond. NEMO aligner incorporates optimizations such as 3D parallelism training, distributed PPO training, and PPO inference optimizations based on TensorRT LLM during the rollout stage to efficiently train large models over hundreds of GPUs, reducing research iteration time.
How does the NEMO aligner method work? Illustrate step by step.
NEMO aligner works by addressing scalability challenges in training large language models for practical use cases. The method involves building upon Megatron LM with 3D parallelism training and a distributed approach to proximal policy optimization, PPO, training in reinforcement learning from human feedback, RLHF. It optimizes popular alignment techniques such as supervised fine, tuning SFT, PPO-based RLHF, direct preference optimization, SRLM, and self-play fine-tuning. The process starts with training a base model through SFT, followed by training a reward model using human preferences data, and then training a policy using PPO with rewards from the trained reward model. NEMO aligner also includes optimizations for PPO rollout, where response generation is a bottleneck. This stage is optimized using TensorRT LLM for efficient response generation. The method demonstrates scalability by repeating training setups with varying numbers of actor and critic nodes, showing improved efficiency with increased node counts. Additionally, NEMO aligner's system design components, such as TensorRT LLM integration, TensorRT refit, async requests between actor and critic models, and load balancing of data parallel workers, contribute to high system performance. The method's extensibility allows for easy modification and incorporation of various alignment techniques, making it a versatile and efficient tool for training large language models.
What are the theoretical or practical benefits of using the NEMO aligner method?
The theoretical and practical benefits of using the NEMO aligner method lie in its ability to address scalability challenges in training large language models efficiently. NEMO aligner optimizes popular alignment techniques such as supervised fine-tuning, reinforcement learning from human feedback, RLHF, with proximal policy optimization, PPO, direct preference optimization, SRLM, and self-play fine-tuning. By building upon Megatron LM with 3D parallelism training and integrating PPO inference optimizations based on TensorRT LLM during the rollout stage, NEMO aligner allows users to train the largest models over hundreds of GPUs, reducing research iteration time significantly. The method also supports various alignment techniques efficiently at extremely large scales, providing features like optimized kernels, distributed fused atom optimizer, and 3D parallelism support. Additionally, NEMO aligner demonstrates scalability by achieving speedups in both the training and rollout stages when scaling the number of compute nodes, showcasing effective optimization for large-scale training. The system design of NEMO aligner, including features like TensorRT LLM integration, async requests between actor and critic models, and load balancing of data parallel workers, contributes to high system performance and efficiency. Overall, NEMO aligner offers a comprehensive solution for training large language models, improving performance, scalability, and efficiency in alignment techniques for practical applications.
How is the NEMO aligner method validated or tested?
The NEMO aligner method is validated or tested through practical, large-scale training experiments. The validation process involves several steps. Firstly, supervised fine tuning, SFT, is performed on a LAMA 270B model using a mixture of public and proprietary data. Then, a LAMA 213B reward model is trained using the Anthropic Hydrogen Hydride RLHF dataset, selecting the checkpoint with the lowest validation loss. Subsequently, proximal policy optimization, PPO, is conducted using the same dataset. The PPO training setup includes specific parameters, such as rollout batch size, optimizer batch size, KL penalty and learning rate, among others. The performance of the trained RLHF model is evaluated using the MT bench metric, achieving a score of 7.59, which is significantly higher than the score of 6.86 achieved by the LAMA 270B chat model. Additionally, scalability tests are conducted by repeating training setups with varying numbers of actor and critic nodes to demonstrate the efficiency of NeMo Aligner at different scales. Ablation studies are also performed by systematically removing different components of the system design to measure their impact on overall training time per step. These comprehensive experiments and evaluations showcase the effectiveness and performance of the NeMo Aligner method in large-scale model alignment tasks.
What results were achieved with the NeMo Aligner method?
The NeMo Aligner method achieved significant results in large-scale reinforcement learning from human feedback, RLHF training. Specifically, the method demonstrated the ability to efficiently train large language models, such as LAMA 270B and beyond, using optimizations like 3D parallelism training and distributed proximal policy optimization, PPO, training. The method optimized various alignment techniques, including supervised fine-tuning SFT, PPO-based RLHF, direct preference optimization, SRLM, and self-play fine-tuning. NeMo Aligner showcased scalability improvements by reducing research iteration time and enabling training of the largest models over hundreds of GPUs. The method achieved a substantial performance improvement, with the resulting RLHF model scoring 7.59 on the MT bench evaluation metric, surpassing the performance of the LAMA 270B chat model, which scored 6.86. Additionally, NeMo Aligner demonstrated scalability by achieving speedups of 1.68x and 2.68x when scaling from 8 plus 2 nodes to 16 plus 4 nodes and 32 plus 8 nodes, respectively, showcasing effective optimization for both training and rollout stages. The method's design, including features like tensor RTLLM integration, distributed PPO training approach, and optimizations for PPO rollout, significantly contributed to the high system performance, reducing the time per iteration by leveraging asynchronous communications, load balancing, and efficient model training strategies.
What are the limitations or drawbacks of the NeMo Aligner method?
The limitations or drawbacks of the NeMo Aligner method include the complexity and resource-intensive nature of the training process. The method requires running a complicated pipeline with four large language models interacting during training, which can be challenging to set up and manage efficiently. Additionally, the alignment algorithms introduced by NeMo Aligner, such as proximal policy optimization, PPO, may pose challenges in terms of scalability and coordination among models, especially when dealing with extremely large models like LAMA 270B and beyond. Another limitation is the potential difficulty in fine-tuning the system for optimal performance, as indicated by the need for various optimizations and adjustments to improve training efficiency and model alignment. Furthermore, the reliance on feedback and human preferences for reinforcement learning may introduce biases or limitations in the training data, affecting the overall performance and generalization of the models. Lastly, the need for a significant amount of computational resources, such as hundreds of GPUs, for training the largest models may limit the accessibility and practicality of implementing the NeMo Aligner method in all settings.
What future work do the authors suggest?
The authors suggest future work that includes incorporating additional model alignment techniques such as identity preference optimization, conservative DPO, and Kahneman-Tversky optimization into NeMo Aligner. They also mention the integration of other alignment techniques like constitutional AI, rejection sampling, and self-rewarding language models into the framework. The authors emphasize the importance of the extensibility of NeMo Aligner, allowing for easy modification of algorithms despite the complexities of distributed training. Additionally, they highlight the potential for further research and development in the field of large-scale RLHF training, aiming to enhance the performance and scalability of the system. The authors also hint at exploring new optimization strategies and techniques to improve the efficiency and effectiveness of model alignment processes within NeMo Aligner.